one. At the tone, please record your message.
This is John. Can I help you?
Hey, John. What's up? It's Ruben. How are you doing?
I'm doing well, Ruben.
Cool. Can I ask you, do you have a computer handy or a pen handy?
I have both available to me.
Cool. So since you're doing these underwriting calls, kind of get them queued up, I just spoke to Utah Metalworks. He was called, didn't go. He was obviously very frustrated. But
right.
I think it's a cool opportunity for you to go over this guy and not just discuss credit scores, stuff like that. Hey, one of the things you guys probably should start adding is equipment financing or even working capital. You know, what kind of payment are you looking for? That's especially important for equipment financing. So here's this in a nutshell.
Okay.
This is a learning experience and it's practice. This guy has a strong possibility to hang up the phone on you. Okay. Don't get frustrated if he does. He has just as much possibility to hang up the phone on me. So you or me, same chances here. What I want to do you to do is present terms to him on what you think a good estimate would be, because just, you know, what happens is a lot of these guys shop. Has he talked to you about him shopping around, what kind of rates he's looking for? I haven't listened to all the calls.
Yeah. He says he typically gets them, goes either from the manufacturer or the bank that they typically deal with.
Okay. So we're not going to win that battle. It's going to be a very hard, when you're running, you know, $5 million through your account on a monthly basis, your bank's happy to give you some money. So what I want to do is I want you to give over some terms that I think are realistic that he'd qualify for. And if he's interested in these terms, we can get formal approval done today. But these are some realistic ideas. Just so you know, regardless of how good someone's personal credit and deal size is, usually above $150,000, we need a lot of financial information. But I think we can get him approved as is, so I'm going to give you some numbers.
Okay.
I think we could offer him a 5-year term.
Okay.
With 2 payments down.
Okay.
And I think the payments would come out to, on this program, let me just give you some ideas. Of about $4,500, I would say $4,400 to $4,500, let's call it $4,500 a month. This is for the $200,670. Actually, hold on. Let me check those numbers real quick. Hold on.
Sure.
Give me a second. I would say, yeah, but I said about 4,500, right?
4,500. Yes, sir.
Yeah. We're right about there. I think these are accurate numbers. It's not serious. It's always just Ruben just trying to close deals just like you guys. But about $4,500 bucks a month is an accurate number.
Okay.
Now, he's going to probably say, well, what's the interest rate on that? The way you're going to answer this question is you're going to say, this is an equipment finance agreement. There's not going to be an APR listed on your documents. It's a fixed payment program. This is what I can offer you. If these numbers work, I can get a final underwriting approval, most likely done today. Get your documents tomorrow. Have the truck delivered tomorrow. Do these numbers work?
Okay.
I want you to use it as a learning experience. Don't put any pressure on yourself. This guy, if he's versus you versus, I spoke to the guy, he was not too nice to me. I'm sure he's been not too nice to you, correct?
Correct. This is Don, right?
I talked to his son. I think I talked to Chris.
That's who I spoke with.
I think that the whole value for us is, hey, look, you know, we have a few, we're not competing with your local bank. This is additional funding. It's additional funding without you having to have an account with us. Additionally, we could get you a lot of, you know, underwriting to could qualify you if you're looking for different pieces of equipment for several million dollars of equipment. And if you're needing additional cash, we provide that too.
Okay.
Trucks are a highly competitive industry where the manufacturers incentivize financing. So there's very little sometimes we can do to win. On certain deals.
I gotcha. Okay. And this is one of those deals.
This is a super high-quality big customer who might be able to get a really, really cheap deal from his bank with a much, much lower payment. And, you know, the way that our financing goes and what makes us unique is we could finance anything in his business. He's a metal yard, so they do these big truck scales. Traditional banks aren't going to finance a truck scale because there's a lot of cost to install the truck scale. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
We could cut him the same deal if the truck scale was $200,000. But this is for about $200,000 of equipment, quick, painless, easy. This is what you're looking at.
Okay. About 45 a month, 5-year terms.
No, $4,500 a month. Yeah, about 5-year terms, 2 payments due at signing.
Right. Okay, I got that, Ruben.
And whether it's corporate only or personally guaranteed, I know he wants corporate only, it will go under business financing regardless, so it won't affect personal credit. But I would assume with equipment financing, one thing that we might want to add, and I'll try to talk to Ollie about it, is, you know, something that's useful for you to add is, hey, have you estimated a monthly payment that you're looking to get at? Because that's how all these people think. That's how I think, that's how you think, that's how everyone thinks.
Right. Okay. Yeah, he's a very intense individual, that guy, Chris.
It's okay. It's a great opportunity. Like I said, it's a great learning experience. I think for you, it's a good idea to kind of take it to the next level and say, hey, look, what kind of do these payment work? Don't put any stress on yourself is my biggest thing. If this guy hangs up on you or goes crazy and says you're a criminal, you're ripping me off, and this is ridiculous, don't take it personally. This is how some of these guys operate.
It's just how it's going to go down.
Yeah, but it's going to be helpful for you when you talk to people about equipment. Say, hey, look, what kind of payments? Everyone wants to talk about interest rates, but if you actually talk to someone like, hey, what kind of payment are you looking to manage? Then they're like, well, I don't know. And we're like, hold on. You're trying to buy $70,000 of equipment. What kind of payment are you looking to manage? Can you put money down? Do you want to put money down? Because then they show their cards and they say, oh, okay, I'm looking to get payments of $1,200 a month or $1,400. And then we have an idea of, when we go to the closing stage, how far apart are we? Are we under? Are we over? And the justification.
I gotcha. Okay. All right. Well, it will definitely be a learning experience, all right?
Yeah, absolutely.
Cool. All right. Let me get on the phone with him. There's no sense in waiting around. Let me give him a call and let him know what the payments are going to be.
Yeah, and then this is not a formal approval. These are just some rough numbers, they're very accurate numbers if he wants to move forward. You can also email him and say, "Hey, this is your quote," so he can have something. It's fine. We're just not offering him a formal approval because we don't want to spin our wheels if he's not interested in it.
Gotcha. Okay. Okay.
Cool.
Cool.
And you've got a awesome number in case you need to reach, right?
Yes, sir, I do. Ruben, I do.
Cool. Thanks, brother. I'll talk to you later, okay?
You betcha, Ruben. Talk to you later. Bye.
Bye-bye.